Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And good morning. Welcome to Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Patio Furniture. We'll talk to Jim in just moments. Well, the weather, some of the hot, humid weather, not only hard on some folks, hard on our feathered friends as well. So Pamela, again, at Cardinal Corner, want me to remind you of a couple of things. And we say this every week. Keep clean, fresh water out for them, not just to drink, but certainly to bathe. And clean those bird feeders and bird houses regularly. You know, those birds, I say this every week too, they love the seed from Cardinal Corner because it is the freshest. I'll give you a couple of locations you can check it out. They love that bird seed. By the way, they've got all sorts of tips. I don't know if you've subscribed to their monthly newsletter. It's free. Just go online at cardinalcorner.com. Great tips from that monthly newsletter. And if you need a gift idea, stop in, see the ladies at Cardinal Corner. We say it's more than just a bird seed store. You stop by, you're going to see what we're talking about all these years. All kinds of gift ideas. Cardinal Corner, by the way, is open 7 days a week. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler and South Robert. Amy is at the Newport Center location. Here's the number, 651-455-6556, or online at cardinalcorner.com. You pay them a visit, you're going to see Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning to you, Jim, on this Sunday morning, officially 66 degrees. That's our Twin City temp.
All right, well, we've got 64, nearly overcast, light winds. This is on the northwest side of Lake Waconia, about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. It is a beautiful morning, though, and not a lot of birds singing. I've been walking around just around our house a little bit, looking up in the sky, and I'm seeing swallows, mostly tree swallows and barn swallows, going back and forth and in circles around and twittering a little bit. Sunrise, 6:21. Sunset, 8:10. So today in the Twin Cities and area, we have 13 hours and 49 minutes of daylight. We have lost 3 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 20 minutes since last Sunday, and now the total is 1 hour and 47 minutes that has been lost since June 20th, our summer solstice, and first day of astronomical summer and the longest daylight period of the year. Now, we still have 5 hours and 2 minutes of daylight to lose by December 21st, the winter solstice, the first day of astronomical winter, and the shortest daylight period of the year. The normal high for today is 80. The normal low is 62. Records for today, August 20th, in the Twin Cities, high 97, set 178 years ago, 1839, and then again 45 years ago in 1972. The record low is 40, and that was set in 1950. And the most rain we've had in this state, 2.23 inches, so about 2.25 inches, on this date, 126 years ago, 1891. We have these wonderful records for the Twin Cities area going back to 1819. The waning crescent moon rose at 5:46 and sets tonight at 7:37. Our next full moon is September 6th. Tomorrow is, of course, the solar eclipse when the moon passes in front of the sun. I hope we have breaks in the cloud cover.
I hope so, too.
Yeah. You know, there's so many people that would love to see this and being careful. We'll talk about that in just a moment. For people living along a 70-mile-wide path stretching from Salem, Oregon, through St. Louis, Missouri, to Columbia, South Carolina, the moon will completely cover the sun, and of course they'll have a total eclipse. Here in the upper Midwest, over 80% of the sun will be blocked by the moon at mid-eclipse, causing a real dimming of sunlight around 1 p.m. Because the eclipse will not be total, you got to take precautions to prevent eye damage. So do not look directly at the sun. There's other ways to do things. You could take two index cards, these 3x5 cards, punch a hole in the middle of one, and then let the sun shine through that hole and project it on the other one. Another one that I heard about yesterday was take a food draining colander from the kitchen, let the sun shine through those round holes onto the sidewalk or maybe a paved driveway, and then you see all these suns, but just look at them and you can watch the shadow going across the face of the sun. Now, Denny, I don't know, do you have a telescope at home with a screen? Are you going to do that with Tony? Or
no, we have the glasses. I think I may have mentioned that Mike Lynch was kind enough to get the three of us glasses.
So oh, we'll, terrific.
Right, so we'll look at that. But no, Mike advised us don't use a telescope or binoculars, even if you have the glasses.
No, of course not. But see, our small telescope, what I do is I aim it towards the sun. I don't look.
Sure.
But then I project it
onto
the screen.
That's a good idea.
And it works perfect, and you can see sunspots if they're there and so on.
Wow.
But anyway, maximum, it starts tomorrow at 11:44 a.m., just before noon, maximum 107. And at that time, maximum 107, watch for a drop in air temperature, and pay attention to wild birds and other living things in your area, just to see how they react to the reduced light. Should be a real interesting day.
I hope, like you said, we could see at least some of it.
Yes. Well, anyway, yesterday at the 9th annual Henderson, Minnesota Hummingbird Hurrah, several hundred people had the opportunity to see ruby-throated hummingbirds feed on the flowers of the feeders in the hummingbird and butterfly garden on the edge of Bender Park. Also, many people were able to see Hummingbird Banding by Don Mitchell. And many people were able to photograph hummingbirds close up. I was amazed at the number of people there photographing, and sometimes with smartphones, but oftentimes with, you know, long lenses on their camera. But they got beautiful pictures of the hummingbirds there. If you want to see and photograph hummingbirds in the next couple of weeks, Bender Park in Henderson, that's along the Minnesota River, just north of Le Sueur. It's a great place to visit. Monarchs and other butterflies are quite numerous in the garden, especially on the blooming Mexican sunflowers. Keith Radel from Faribault notes that to keep bees and yellow jackets away from hummingbird feeders, he uses Avon Skin So Soft. And he says it's the oily form, and he spreads it on the bee guards and on the plastic flowers just with his finger. This keeps bees, yellow jackets, and their relatives from landing. God, it's so interesting because so many people feel that these bees in the bee family are bothering the birds. Don Mitchell, who demonstrated the hummingbird banding yesterday at Henderson, in his own yard in Red Wing, recaptured a female ruby-throated hummingbird that had been banded there 6 years before. Now, she was an adult bird when originally banded, so was at least 7 years old. So no doubt the hummingbirds we see in our yards are birds that were here last summer or maybe for several summers. A ruby-throated hummingbird's average lifespan is 4 to 5 years, if it makes it through the first year of life. A ruby-throated hummingbird in West Virginia was recaptured after wearing a band for 9 years and 2 months and then released. So sometimes it's kind of fun to see what the longevity is for some of these tiny creatures.
Absolutely. I was thinking that Thursday is the opening of the State Fair already.
Oh, yes.
How about that? Yes. We're going to be there, of course. CCO Radio will be. But, you know, Jim, I know you know that By the Yard will be there as well in
and
the merchandise.
Okay, merchandise part.
Yep. August 24th through September 4th really is the perfect time to test drive Minnesota's own premier maintenance-free outdoor furniture that Jim and I tell you about every week. In fact,
they always have a great display at the fair.
Oh, they do, and I think it's going to be like bigger than ever.
You can sit in the chairs and see what they're like. See what the comfort is like. All that.
Yeah.
Look at the colors.
Plus the sale item. I mean the sale. This is like the final big show here at the State Fair. Save 10% on new furniture and of course discounted delivery. What is it? $25 anywhere in the lower 48. Unbelievable. 20% to 50% off select display items. Well, Jim, and I urge you to go on the web. You can see a list of display items at buytheyard.net. But the good thing is, and we tell you this every year or two, if you're not going to the fair, you still get the same deal. In fact, Jim and I love that showroom. Easy to get to, right, Jim? Easy to get to. And it's a huge showroom.
Oh, yes. Right along 169, then not that far from the exit of Chaska. You go keep going towards Jordan.
Yeah, don't miss this sale. It is the last one of the year. Let me give you a phone number and the website again. A lot of folks call after Jim's show. 952-492-2777. 952-492-2777. Or as I said, get on the web and get that catalog. Or show up at the merchandise mart at the fair. Buytheyard.net. You'll see why Jim and I love this CCO Land Company that makes that great furniture. All right, Jim, we've got a few minutes to go if you have more nature notes.
Oh, yeah. Talking about the fair and so on, today I will be doing a nature notes program at the McLeod County Fair at 1 and 3 in the Legacy, or in the commercial building on the Legacy stage. After speaking, I'll be at a table right near the stage, and we'll have copies of the new, just off the press, 2018 edition of the Minnesota Weather Guide calendars for sale, and I'll have order sheets too for people that might be interested. Also, look at to see the 2018 edition of the Minnesota Weather Guide weather guides, and this is put out by the Freshwater Society. There's a booth at the State Fair just right in front of Care 11 Pavilion. That's that red barn. And I'll be there the opening day of the fair from 11 to 3 to sign these weather guides if anybody's interested. Boneset, jewelweed, blue vervain, Joe Pye weed are showy blooming plants in wetlands. Prairie areas are very colorful now with blooming grasses like big blue stem and Indian grass and blooming wildflowers such as cup plant, prairie dock, blazing star, gray-headed coneflowers. Both great and common ragweeds keep continuing shedding lots of pollen into the air, and people who suffer from hay fever know that. But these have green flowers. Now, there's fields of blooming Canada goldenrod that are showy right now, and these do not cause hay fever symptoms. And because their pollen is heavy and sticky and carried on the sides of insects rather than through the wind. The migration of birds is well underway. Yesterday, Frank Gosiak reported that while driving back from Kuchichin County, that's in the far north central part of Minnesota, he saw common nighthawks migrating through Itasca, Beltrami, Hubbard, and Cass counties. In northwestern and north central Minnesota, warblers such as Tennessee, Nashville, American Redstart, Yellow Rump are moving through. Along the north shore of Lake Superior, Mary and David Brislance note that migrating warblers include Tennessee, Black and White, Canada, Nashville, all moving through this past week. So are yellow-bellied and least flycatchers. And John Cyrus, right here in Carver County, right near Waconee in Victoria, has been seeing Black and White, Tennessee, Black Burning Warblers, and others moving through. Julie Brophy from Victoria has been watching American goldfinch parents feeding their begging fledglings right in their garden. And she notes that wild grapes are ripe and birds are busy eating them. Denny Havlicek at their orchard near New Prague says that hazen, now that's an apple originated in North Dakota, but hazen, Viking, State Fair, Beacon apples are ripe and being picked. He sells apples at the Minneapolis Lindale Farmers Market and others farmer markets. Tom and Lisa Bovers from Faribault report that prickly ash berries are red, showy, and very aromatic. They have this smell of citrus, kind of like orange peels. Golden wing, chestnut-sided, black and white, Canada are some of the migrating warblers going through Faribault right now. Monarch butterflies are still laying eggs, and these eggs that hatch off from this generation are the ones that are going to migrate into Mexico. And giant puffballs, some as big as or bigger than volleyballs, are being seen. Matt Shute was leading a hike in the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum yesterday, and he, in just a half hour's time, he and the people on the hike found 30 different mushroom species. He said, great mushroom watching. This is turning out to be a great mushroom year with the moisture we've had. He was in Wabasha the other day and saw a fairy ring of agaricus. It's a common lawn mushroom. And this was about 30 feet in circumference, this fairy ring, a circular ring. And in it, he counted 36 mushrooms, and they were 4 to 6 inches across in diameter. Do we have time for any more?
We have about 15 seconds.
All right. Well, I don't know. I have too much. I guess we'll just say be careful when you go out and look at that eclipse, and I hope we can see it. I've talked to many, many people. I was at the Hummingbird Hurrah yesterday, and they had stopped by to see the hummingbirds and say they were on their way to Missouri. Some are going to Wyoming. Some are going to Southern Illinois. I think that's where Mike Lynch is going to be to see the eclipse. So I hope they all see it.
I hope they do, too. Well, Jim, I'll be chatting with you from the fair 1 week from today.
Oh, wow. Okay, look forward to that.
All right. Have a good week, Jim.
Sure.
Take care. Bye-bye. Jim Gilbert back with Nature Notes next Sunday here on 830 WCCO at 66 degrees.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.